Hiram, go get more clothes for the baby. It was getting too crowded in there. I think she just wanted me to leave. Too many people. I'm actually kind of glad that she sent me out because she was starting to yell at me. She was yelling at me, and I can hear it in her head. She was saying, Hiram, Hiram, what's the matter with you? Can't you see that she was pregnant? Why couldn't you put her up in the house? Did you have to put her up in the stable? What's wrong with you? She was delivering tonight. Besides, what will the neighbors say? What will the neighbors say? I know what the neighbors will say. They'll say, it's Hiram. Hiram the innkeeper. Yes, I'm Hiram the innkeeper here in Bethlehem. I'm a modest man of modest means. I have been the innkeeper of Bethlehem for as long as many people can remember. As a matter of fact, our innkeeper goes back for generations and generations, and as for long as everybody can remember, we've been the innkeeper at Bethlehem. I inherited this inn from my father, and he inherited this inn from his father, who inherited from his father and goes on and on and on. It's really not really an inn, I guess you could say. It's a house with lots of rooms, and we have a stable out back. Because when people come into Bethlehem, they need a place to sleep. So they go see Hiram. And I know everybody in Bethlehem. So when they come into Bethlehem, they come and see me and I can fix them up. What will people think of me? Hiram the innkeeper. I'm a stable man. I live here and I work here and people know who I am. I've got a great business. I've got a great reputation. I guess you could say that I run a stable business. What will the people think of me? You know, Bethlehem is a small, sleepy little town. Not much happens here in Bethlehem. We're not a big city. We're just a little tiny city. If you want something exciting, you go to a big city. If you don't want something exciting, come here to Bethlehem. It's a very small town. But we're small, but we're very proud. Many things have happened in Bethlehem. You may have heard of them. King David actually came from Bethlehem. And his father Jesse was from Bethlehem too. As a matter of fact, David was a shepherd in the fields, the pastures that you saw right outside of Bethlehem. You know that psalm? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. We like to think that it was those pastures right outside of Bethlehem that he was thinking about when he wrote that psalm. We're very proud of that. But there's something else that we're very proud of too. According to the prophets, the Messiah will come to Bethlehem, and he'll be in the line and the lineage of David. Of course, there are many people from the line and lineage of David, especially here living in Bethlehem, but these are things of which we're very proud of. These are things of which we boast, living in Bethlehem, such a small, tiny village here in Bethlehem. No, if you want excitement, you go to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is about that direction, about a little less than a half day's journey. Now in Jerusalem, that's where things really happen. If you need anything in the world and you can't get it from Hiram, you can go up to Jerusalem and there you can find it. Jerusalem is the big city. And like I say, it's about less than a half a day's walk up the road. Jerusalem, that's where the temple is. You know the temple where we go and worship God. It's the temple where we can go and make prayers and sacrifices. And we do this periodically. We go to Jerusalem and we offer sacrifices and we say prayers. But Jerusalem is also the home of our king, King Herod. I've never met the man. But he's the king over all of Jerusalem. Although I guess you could say that he's not really in charge. The guy who's really in charge, well, that would be Caesar Augustus. I've never met him either. He's never been to Bethlehem, as far as I know. But he's in charge of everything. He's on all the coins. He's the big guy, and he lives someplace called Rome. I've never been to Rome before. But he's really in charge. And as a matter of fact, the reason why this couple is in our stable and not in our house is really his fault. You hear that outside? It's not my fault. It's Caesar Augustus. It seemed he wanted to do a census. He wanted to find out how many people lived in his empire. And so he decided to conduct a census. And he said that wherever you were, you had to go back to the hometown of the place you grew up in. Well, this Mary and Joseph, who are in my stable, they're of the line and lineage of David. So they had to come back here to Bethlehem. Now, I think it's just a scam. I don't think he really wants to know how many people are in his empire. I think he just wants money. Money to pay his armies, money to conquer the world. Money, money, money. For these emperors, it's always money, money, money. Like I say, I've never met the man. So anyway, this couple, they showed up today, all the way from Nazareth. Can you believe it? Now, see, you can get to Jerusalem in about a little less than a half day, but Nazareth, it is a long way away. Some people can do it in 4 days, but most people do it in 5. But if you're pregnant and riding on a donkey, it'll take a lot longer. I talked to this Joseph as he showed up today, and I asked him, how long did it take you to get here from Nazareth? He said, 7 days. That's about right. Now, if I was going to Nazareth with Elsa, and she was pregnant, it would take a lot more than 7 days. Because we'd go one day, and then we'd stop, and then she'd yell at me for 2 days. And then we'd go again for another day, and she'd yell at me for another 2 days, and eventually we'd make it. But it would be a long, difficult journey. I can't even imagine it. Well, they came today, and they wanted room in our inn, but we didn't have room. How was I supposed to know she was delivering today? She didn't look that pregnant to me. Of course, I have no idea what that pregnant is. Apparently she was pregnant. But I've had this sickening feeling in my stomach. Not necessarily because I know that as soon as all this is done, Elsa's going to give me an earful. No, it's something else. It's something about this Mary and Joseph. I don't know what it is, but my friend Simon, he runs the shoe shop right up the street. Simon knows somebody who knows somebody who was actually on the road with Mary and Joseph as they were going from Nazareth coming to Bethlehem. And apparently, she's only been pregnant, or they've only been married about 6 months, and she's delivering now. Uh-huh, yep, that's right. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? But my friend Simon said that this other person said that this other person said something very strange. This woman, Mary, apparently believes that she's carrying the Son of God and that she just delivered the Son of God. Apparently, she had a vision, a dream, and an angel came to her and said that she would be come with child. Now, Joseph, apparently, he didn't divorce her. Apparently, an angel appeared to him too and said the same thing, that a child would be born of this virgin Mary. And so, I found that very strange. I found that very strange. And the reason why I found that strange is because of all the prophecies. Because it seems to fit with all the prophecies that the Messiah, the Savior, would be born of a virgin. That the Savior would come from Bethlehem. That the Savior would be from the line of David. These are very strange things indeed. Very strange things to be thinking about. But it's not just the prophecies. No, it's not the prophecies indeed. There are other things that I find strange. You know, Bethlehem doesn't get a lot of clouds. We're a dry climate. So at night, the stars shine really bright. And for the last little bit, the stars have been doing some strange things. Just this last week, oh, there's been 3 planets that have been getting closer and closer and closer together. And tonight, they're the closest that I've ever seen. And it almost seems like the last week there's been this incredible star show. Shooting stars and falling stars and these planets coming close together. And we are people that take notice of these things. It almost seems to people, and it's not just me, but it seems like everybody in Bethlehem thinks that something big is happening. Something big is coming up. And God is putting on this star show for some reason. But it's not just the star show. It's not just the prophecies. It's the shepherds. Shepherds, you wonder? Yes, shepherds. They came just a few minutes ago, and now they're in there with Jesus, bowing down to him. Apparently, they were out in the flocks at night, keeping their flocks, out in that pasture with King David's pasture, when an angel appeared to them. This is what they said. An angel appeared to them and said that a child would be born in Bethlehem, and they should go and they should bow down before that child. And then they said that a host of heavenly hosts came and sang glory to God in the highest, peace, goodwill to men, and they left their flocks, and they came here to my stable, to Hiram's stable, to see this child, this Jesus. Now, normally, I wouldn't give any credence at all to shepherds. I mean, they're strange. They're bizarre. But then again, I was thinking, you know, there are many people in our history that are shepherds. Abraham was a shepherd. Isaac, Jacob, all of them were shepherds. Moses, before he delivered the people out of Egypt, he was a shepherd. King David was a shepherd. All of them shepherds. Is it that strange that God would choose to talk to us through the shepherds? I've been giving this all some serious thought. The prophecies, the light show, the shepherds, the prophecy, the light show, the shepherds. And I'm getting a very nervous feeling in my stomach because I think, actually, I have more than just think. I have a very strong belief that maybe God is about to do something. Maybe this Jesus is the Messiah. Maybe he's the one that's going to rescue us from all these people that have oppressed us. Maybe he's the one. And I have this knot in my stomach. Because if he truly is the Messiah, what will he think of Hiram the innkeeper? What will he think when he hears that when he came to Bethlehem that night to be born, I didn't let him in. I had no room. And I sent him to be born in the stable. Will he forgive me? Will his parents forgive me? Or will he come and hunt me down and try to kill me for being such a horrible person? What will he think? And yet, there's something even more that I'm nervous about, concerned about. If this truly is the child, the Messiah, the one who is to come to lead us, that's a very dangerous thing. You know, people who are in power don't like it when other people are born kings. We've got Herod, we've got Augustus Caesar, and neither one of them will be very happy if they find out that this Jesus is king. They're going to come and they're going to hunt him down and they're going to try to kill him. I'm worried about this Jesus. I hope that his army is stronger than Caesar's army. I hope that his power is stronger than Herod's power. I hope whatever he does, he's able to be strong and to lead this people because we so desperately need a leader. I'm afraid for him. I think next time I go into Jerusalem, I'll go to the temple. And I'll offer a sacrifice at the temple and pray a prayer to God that he would protect this Jesus. Who knows, maybe someday I'll run into this Jesus, tell him about how it was tonight. Maybe someday I'll catch him in Jerusalem. You know, people come to Jerusalem all the time. One of the reasons they come is the Passover. Maybe I'll catch him there someday as a Passover. And I'll tell him what happened tonight. And I'll ask him for my forgiveness. I really didn't have room in the inn. The only place I had was a stable out back. I really didn't know she'd give birth tonight. Oh well, Elsa's going to give me an earful. I'm coming, woman! There she is now. Well, gotta go. I'm looking forward to this. Blessings to you, and blessings to you, baby Jesus.